जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद श्री निताय गौर सुंदर की सो वी आर वेलकम श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल स्थान बोना केफर morning class which we are studying on Chaitanya Charitamrita for the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. This time we'll read from Madhyalila chapter 19. The Lord instruct Sri Rupa Goswami. I think last year we discussed something about Lord Instructor Sanatana Goswami. It's interesting. That these two brothers, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, though they were born in Sarswat Brahman families, very highly educated and well respected persons, they took the post and then the Mohammedan government in Bengal. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is reading a couple of days back, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Adi Lila, this verse is Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Then what is the difference between Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We are chanting Hare Krishna mantra every day. What is the meaning of Hare Krishna mantra? Hare means Radhe. Hare means the internal potency of Supreme Lord, Radhe. We request the internal energy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Radhika, to recommend us to Krishna. And then Krishna can only accept in his loving devotional service. So we request Radharani in Hare Krishna mantra. So in other words, the devotion is given, is nurtured, is completely protected and cared by Supreme Lord's devotional energy, this internal potency, Srimati Radhika. आहलादिनी शक्ति रख करे भक्ति र पोषण आहलादिनी शक्ति मीन्स राजा रानी करे भक्ति र पोषण पोषण मीन्स नर्चरिंग टेकिंग केयर ऑफ भक्ति मीन्स डिवोजी डिवोटीज सो दिस इंटरनल पोटेंसी इज एक्चुअली टेकिंग केयर ऑफ द डिवोटीज भक्ति भक्त एंड भगवान दे आर नॉट अंडर मटेरियल एनर्जी भक्ति Bhakta and Bhagavan. The three are not under material energy. They are under spiritual internal potency. That internal potency is Srimati Radharani. We pray for devotional service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, but he appeared as a devotee incarnation. भक्त अवतार, इज ए भक्त अवतार. सो फॉर हिम टू बी भक्त अवतार मीन्स टू गिव भक्ति लविंग डिवोशनल सर्विस विच कैन ओनली गिवन बाय कैन बी गिवन ओनली बाय डिवोटी. भक्ति भक्ति जन्म है ते भक्त संगे, भक्ति जन्म है ते भक्त संगे. द डिवोशन और भक्ति इज बॉर्न ओनली इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटी. नाउ कृष्ण वॉन्ट्स टू कम हियर इन द चैतन्य महाप्रभु and his purpose is to give devotional service, to give bhakti. So when he wants to give bhakti, then he has to, when he has to come as a devotee. And when Krishna wants to give bhakti, he gives bhakti which is 100%, not single, not 1% less. So where is the 100% Krishna bhakti personified? श्रीमती राधा रानी इज कृष्ण भक्ति पर्सोनिफाइड. भक्ति नैपुण्य, नैपुण्य मीन्स द कंसॉलिडेटेड कंसंट्रेटेड 100% भक्ति. भक्ति नैपुण्य, नैपुण्य मीन्स परफेक्शन ऑफ डिवोशन. दैट इज श्रीमती राधा रानी. सो इन गोलोक धाम फॉर हिज ओन enjoyment, Krishna produced from his left-hand side this beautiful personality, Radhika. And now he has again united with that same personality, Radharani, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is easily available. He is Krishna, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, what is the difference? The difference is Krishna plus Bhakti Naipunya. Radhika is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna plus, added to Krishna, Bhakti Naipunya. That is Radhika Rani. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. He came as a Bhagavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as devotee. So easy, it's very easy to approach devotee. A devotional form of God is very easily approached. So he is so much easily approached that he, where he started preaching, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started preaching, in Navadvip, in Mayapur, he was relishing himself transcendental chanting of the holy name along with his own associates. But after taking sannyas, he went to South India. There he traveled 4 years for preaching. What he was preaching? Bhakti. And in glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, in Padma Purana, it is said, bhakti was born in South India. Bhakti is telling her story to Narada Muni that I was born in South India, then I came to Karnataka, then to Maharashtra, and people there respected me. This is the part of the land Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled after taking sannyas, where bhakti is telling I was born and I was nurtured. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving bhakti and he was preaching in that area. He started in South India, tour of South India. Because he was giving bhakti, and that is a place which from the scripture we know the bhakti was born in that place. But then bhakti said, when I came to Gujarat, I became too old and I was not respected. Mahaprabhu never went to Gujarat. Bhakti become again young, beautiful when she came to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan. See, I was just meditating on how, where Mahaprabhu started preaching, where the bhakti was born and where bhakti was respected. And only in the, he came to Maharashtra all the way to Pandharpur. Even from Bombay, he from that area, Mahaprabhu has a tour from that area. So all these places are flourishing with devotion. Most of the devotees, which even in India, most of the devotees in the temples, they are coming from this part of the India, Bengal, Orissa. South India has a good number of devotees. So Mahaprabhu, then after 4 years touring South India and on the pretext of searching for Vishwarup, his brother. Outwardly, he is saying, I am searching for my brother. But actually he was preaching because this land was the land of devotion. Madhva Acharya appeared in that area. Ramanuja Acharya appeared in this area. Vishnu Swami appears in this area. All these Vaishnava Acharya, they were born and their teachings were commonly practiced in this area. But afterwards, these teachings were more or less changed by the followers. So Mahaprabhu went to those places and then from there he all the way came to Jagannath Puri to make his Jagannath Puri as his headquarter. Outwardly, on the request of Mother Sachi Devi, and internally, Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, is a form of Sri Krishna in separation of Radha. Lord Jagannath is a form of Krishna in love of his own devotee, Vipralamma Bhava, in his separation. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radhika in separation of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the form of Radha, in the mood of Radha, which is in separation of Krishna. So this is the place where Krishna, who is in separation of Radha, and Radha, who is in separation of Krishna, both Krishna, they are enjoying every day one another's darshan. This is the reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Jagannath Puri. But from Jagannath Puri, he said, I am going to Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is Madhurya Dham. Madhurya Dham means loving pastime of Krishna and his eternal devotees. Madhurya means basically the highest transcendental mellows of Krishna and his gopas, gopis, cows. This type of pastime, his transcendental flute, they are nowhere else. Dwarka is Aishwarya Dham. Aishwarya Dham means where there is a glory of Krishna as king, Dwarkadish. There are 16,000 palaces and Sudharma Sabha and all the opulences which you can think of, they were at Dwarka. Mayapur is Audarya Dham. Audarya Dham means most merciful place. Even the fallen, most fallen people are delivered in Mayapur, is Audarya Dham. But Jagannath Puri is Aishwarya as well as Audarya. It is Aishwarya because Jagannath is worshipped as king with Chappan Bhog every day, 56 offerings. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Gambhira, next door. So all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the time they used to go to Jagannath Puri. So there is Audarya Dham and Aishwarya Dham. And also, the Gundicha temple is Vrindavan, which is Madhurya. Gundicha temple is Madhurya Dham, Vrindavan. Jagannath temple is Dwarka, Aishwarya Dham. And where Mahaprabhu lived, it is Audarya Dham. So all three are in one place. This is Jagannath Puri. It's a very interesting place. On this, the song book on the front page, You see, there is a Madhurya Dham Golok Vrindavan, and Madhurya Dham, there is also Audarya Dham, and along with Madhurya Dham. Both are in Golok. Just look on the front page of this front page, you see there are two dhams. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, and Krishna and his associates. So there is Golok Dham, has two parts like this. So Jagannath Puri in this way has three dham at one place. Sometimes devotees say, Krishna, when he wants to take rest, to recline and lie down, he goes to Sri Rangam. In South India, in all temples, Krishna is a Vishnu, Narayan is in a yoga nidra, sleeping on a ananta shesh. So he wants to take rest, he goes to Sri Rangam. When he wants to play, he goes to Vrindavan. When he wants to eat, he goes to Jagannath Puri. And when he wants to make money, he goes to Tirupati. Tirupati is a place where he gets money. Everybody has to give and everything. This is the way he has this four special place for his pastime. So only Vrindavan is for playing, enjoying. All other places there is some activity going on. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all these four places. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited all these four places one by one. So when Mahaprabhu said, I am going to Vrindavan, instead of going to Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu went to reclaim his own associates, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Instead of going to Vrindavan, he went all the way to East Bengal, Ramkeli. And this time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going, he was going with in a big group. Many people were following him. Everybody was saying, this is so beautiful sannyasi, effulgent, a tumultuous and sweet kirtan all the time, both ways. And so there was a huge procession was going with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Muslim, the Mohammedan ruler was surprised to know that how so many followers of Vedic civilization are happy and revived and jubilant on the street and chanting holy name. How is that? Then somebody said, some darvish, some saintly person of Sanatana Dharma has revived all this. So he sent Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, says, go and see who is that. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged such a pastime that Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And where both, at that time, the nephew of the two, son of Anupam, Jiva Goswami, was merely a child. A very young child at that time. So both said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that some or other people consider us to be great ministers, very learned people, but we know that we are bereft of Krishna bhakti and we are rotting in this material world. Please deliver us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna will bless you very soon. And then Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami advised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, if you as a sannyasi want to go to Vrindavan, then you go alone. Don't go in big procession. Why? One reason is, this Mohammedan government, they may give you trouble. This is one major reason, outwardly they say. And the other reason is people don't understand the ecstatic symptom of devotional service which you are showing.
And they will just imitate it, and it is not good for ordinary people to see all these things. So whatever the reasons, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the advice of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So they are learned. Their advice was accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So next time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, he only went alone with one servant as the assistant. So this is, outwardly he accepted the advice of Sanatana Goswami when first time he met them. Now after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from Ramakeli, he came again back to Navadip. He met all the devotees, met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Then Mahaprabhu went back to Puri, and afterwards he went to Vrindavan. When Mahaprabhu was coming back from Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami somehow was relieved from his responsibilities in Nawab Hussain Shah's government service. At that time he has huge golden coins as their movable property, which he had two boats full of golden coins taken from there to his hometown. Only 10,000 coins he deposited some grocer for emergency, which helped Sanatana Goswami afterwards for getting out from Nawab's prison. And this huge amount of Lakshmi, Rupa Goswami, divided, part of it he distributed to Vaishnavas and Brahmins, part he kept for the emergencies, and part he gave to the relatives. And then he moved himself. Then he sent two people to find out where the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, what is his next plan. And when he heard that Mahaprabhu is gone to Vrindavan, so Rupa Goswami started towards Vrindavan. And the meeting was at Prayagraj, where Ganga and Jamuna meets Allahabad, presently is called Allahabad, Prayagraj with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Rupa Goswami saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then this verse was spoken by Rupa Goswami, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauratveshe Namah. This verse was spoken in the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Rupa Goswami in Prayagraj. Namo Mahavadanaya. Because Mahavadanaya means magnanimous. Magnanimous, one who can give himself. He can give everything. I said dana, the word is dana means giving charity. Mahavadanaya is one who can give the most precious place, a place precious thing, most exalted thing. And what is that most precious thing which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave? Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem, he gave Krishna Prem, therefore it is Mahavadanaya. Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. So next line says, why you are Mahavadanaya? Because you gave Krishna Prem, Pradaya. You gave Krishna Prem. Dayate now, not Pradayate. You gave this Krishna Prem to everyone, indiscriminately. Tapi, papi, aparadi, anybody who came in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got Krishna Prem. Even fishermen, Mohammedans, Pathans, whoever came in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got Krishna Prem. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. You are same Krishna. Krishna Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauratvesha Namah.
Yeah, same Krishna, but you don't have a Krishna, but your color is not Krishna now. You are Gauranga. I am offering my obeisance at your lotus feet. Now this chapter is started like this, but it's very interestingly, Kaviraj Goswami has said, after receiving instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how Rupa and Sanatana Goswami was living in Vrindavan. First he showed the result of the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, everything is recognized by the result. What is the result? So, the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the result? So, what are the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has praised one verse, in one verse Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nijvairaga Vidya Bhakti Yoga. Nijvairaga Vidya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give pure vairagya, renunciation. Nij vairagya vidya, bhakti yoga. So how they were living, anybody who visited from Bengal or Orissa, Vrindavan, when they were coming back, people used to ask them, how are Rupa and Sanatana Goswami doing there? This was their first question. How they are doing there? Yeah, likha hai. Ki hai yadi desha yae dekhi Vrindavana tahara prasana karena prabhura parishad gana. If someone does return to his country after seeing Vrindavan, the associate of Lord would ask him, questions. What are the questions? Kahataha, kaiche rahe rupa sanatana, kaiche rahe, kaiche vairagya, kaiche bhojana. What they ask? They would ask those returning from Vrindavan, how are Rupa and Sanatana Goswami doing in Vrindavan? What are their activities in the renounced order? How do they manage to eat? These were the questions asked. Kaiche ashta pahara karena Sri Krishna bhajana tabhe parasancheya kahe sei bhakta gana. The last associate would ask, how is it that Rupa and Sanatana Goswami is engaging in devotional service 24 hours a day? At that time, the person who had returned from Vrindavan would praise Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Aniketa Duhi, Aniketa. This word Aniket, people have name, one name sometimes. Aniketa is name. Actually, name, Lord Shiva has a name, Aniketa. One of the name of Lord Shiva is Aniketa. Niketa means home. Like Shanti Niketan. Niketan means home. Aniketa means one who has no home. So Lord Shiva has never had a home. So he is called Aniketa. And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, who is most dear devotee to me? Among the qualities of devotees in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, one of the quality of a devotee is Aniketa. Sthirmatir Bhakti Manve Priyonara. Aniketa. One who don't have a fixed residence is very dear to me. It's interesting. In Bhagavad Gita is the Aniketa word. And here they say, Aniketa Duhi Duhi means both. Both have no fixed residence. Aniketa Duhi Vane Yatra Vriksha Gane Vane Yati Vriksha Gane Eka Eka Vriksha Ratane Eka Eka Ratari Sayana. So they don't have fixed residence. Koi ghar nahi banaya. They don't have any fixed residence. So where they are living? In forest there are many trees and they live one day under one tree and next day they move to the other tree. The brothers actually have no fixed residence. They reside beneath tree, one night under one tree and the next night under next tree. Personally, I was in Vrindavan, 95, 96, in Gaushala. I was going and some
I never knew who he is in Iceland. I never found him back. But that person was there. He said, "What you are wandering and doing here?" I said, "I'm trying to find out some place to buy some piece of land to build a house." He said, "What do you do then?" He said, "I'll reside in Vrindavan and do bhajan." He said, "You fool." He said, "You fool." I don't know who he was. He said, "All those who has big, big palaces and house, they came to Vrindavan. And they never had any house, and they lived under the tree, and they did bhajan. If you will make the house and then you do bhajan, it's not possible." He said, "All these Goswami, they came and they lived their palaces. They came to Vrindavan, they never had any fixed home. So if you are going and looking for some house and you build a house and then you will do bhajan, no, not possible." And then he left. So your followers are Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, why you are looking for place of residence and then you say you will do bhajan? It's not practical, it's not going to happen. But I said, I got a good instruction somehow other than if you want to live in Vrindavan, you don't claim any place to be your own, because otherwise Krishna, Vrindavan is Krishna's place, it's not our place. How can we claim this land belongs to me, or this house belongs to me? If we think like that, then we are imposters. We are not really followers of these Goswamis. We have to be followers of Goswamis. They live under trees, there are so many trees, what is the problem? Even many sadhus who are living in Vrindavan, though the land now has become so costly, like the land rate of Vrindavan are at par with Bombay. But if sadhu want to live in any field, people make some thatch roof hut for him and they supply all the things to him. So still Vrindavan is the only place where no sadhu goes hungry. Even some mother is feeding his child, he has only one chapati, one roti, and some sadhu comes and says, "Radhe, Radhe," he will give half of that to the sadhu. There are a lot of changes in the social culture and a whole Vedic civilization, but still in Vrindavan, this one tradition of giving charity, it's sometime of ISKCON devotees with golden watches and with silk cloths when they are doing Brijmandal Parikram. They also just go like a sadhu, "Radhe Radhe Maya." So Maya laughs, but she also gives roti. She laughs because she says, "What type of Babaji is he?" they know only Babaji who have above knee, lower class is above knee, Babaji. And one like our Goswami, they are sitting there, there is Babaji ways. So, but they see us five star sadhus. But still, we have that feeling that to get Brijbasi roti is a mercy. So they go and say, "Radhe Radhe." So they say, "Baba, if you can wait, we can give you hot chapati." "No, no, Mataji, old is okay." So she will give something. Pull out some roti and buttermilk. So most of the sadhus, they don't have kitchen. They always get something. And that's all. That's the way they live in. So this is what anybody who was coming back from Vrindavan, the only question asked by the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how Rupa and Sanatana Goswami are living. It means they were the exemplary of one who can live in Vrindavan. They were exemplary persons liked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how one should live in Vrindavan. So what they were saying? Aniketa, this we have finished. Now next verse is Vipragraha sthule bhiksha kaha madhukari sukshi roti chana chabaye bhoga parihari. This is very interesting. Some or other, Mahaprabhu himself and his intimate associate, they definitely had a madhukari. You know the word madhukari, madhu word is coming from honey. And madhukari means like honey bee, they go from one plant to other plant and collect something. So sadhu in Vrindavan, they go to, generally the sadhu brahman has to go to maximum 5 houses. There's a maximum limit. In 5 doors you will say, Bhiksha, Bhikshaam Dehi Ma, Radhe. In Vrindavan they say Radhe Radhe. Otherwise, mother gives some. Mother means we are children. We are children of God, we are children of all. Therefore, all the women should be looked as a mother. This is a language. So, dekhe, Mataji Bhiksha Diji. So, sometimes, somehow, the prasad is not ready. So, he will not wait, he will go to the next. So, if fire he is not getting, then he thinks, oh, Krishna wants me to take, to observe fast today. Then he won't just run whole day for roti. So, what they were doing, where they were doing bhiksha, this is very interesting. I know somehow the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kavira Goswami, Vipragrahe. They were going to take madhukari from Vipra. Vipra is called the Brahman and then there is the Vipra. Vipra is not only Brahman, but one who knows the devotional Vedic science. They are called Vipra. I think Vipra and Brahman is classified by Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavatam, first canto. First verse or something, first canto, one chapter. Who is Vipra and who is a Brahman? One who knows Ved is a Vipra. So they are only going to take Bhiksha from Brahmans. Mahaprabhu also, wherever he was invited, he only accepted the invitation of Brahmans to take Bhiksha. It's very interesting. It's Vipragrahe. Sthula Bhiksha. Sthula Bhiksha means, sthula means which is visible something. Sthula Bhiksha. Full means. Sometimes madhukari, begging little by little, like honey. So two words are there, stool bhiksha and madhukari. Stool bhiksha means, if sadhu is going to somebody's house and he says, give some bhiksha, then that person says, Maharaj, please, Babaji, you sit down. He put asana, then he feed him full prasad. That is a stool bhiksha. That's what Prabhupada writes. Stool bhiksha, like, sometime when Mahaprabhu was here, it will come, Mahaprabhu was in Prayagraj, then he was living at the house of Chandrasekhar and he was invited by Tapan Mishra to take the stool bhiksha every day. Don't go to anybody else's house, take bhiksha at my house as long as you are here. So sometimes Brahmans used to invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is a stool bhiksha. But the sadhus living in Vrindavan, they go door to door in 4 or 5 houses, that is called madhukari. So Prabhupada in Vrindavan was sometime going to the Goswami's house for madhukari. Usually all those in olden days, when Vrindavan, only sadhus used to live in Vrindavan. So still I know these sadhus, they used to walk all the way to Mathura. And it is only the Chaturvedi Brahman. They were there, what is called Yajaman, to give bhiksha. So I know in those days sadhus go to walk 14 kilometers to get bhiksha from the house of the Brahmins from Mathura. They used to go like Dwadashi day and they get bhiksha, and then 15 days they used to maintain on that. So 4 or 5 houses, still I know 1 or 2 sadhus. Now they were going in cycle. Afterwards they started going on cycle. Then cycle came, then they used to go on cycle. But now they go in car for taking the bhiksha. Things have changed. Walking, cycle, motorcycle, auto, and now car. Sometimes our devotees, when they pass through, there's nothing here in Mauritius, but there's a big tall booth. The tall booth, you have to pay something. So they are going in good car and they say, no, this is, we are sadhu. He says, yes, you have this car. This is also came in charity. It's not ours. The 10 lakh rupees car, no 10 rupees, no 10 rupees. they can give more than that. They give book. They give prasad. So now most of the child people, they know Hare Krishna, prasad. They don't ask any money, they say prasad. So devotee, when they start from Vrindavan, first thing they look is, where is prasad? They get a couple donas of prasad. If they have many tolls, they keep that many donas of prasad. So before we used to do madhukari, now we are giving madhukari to the people. But this is interesting. So, Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were the objects of love and honor for all the great, this is the stalwart devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami beg a little food from the houses of Brahmins, giving up all kinds of material enjoyment. They take only some dry bread, this is a suksha roti. Suksha roti, suksha means dry. Suksha roti and chana. Chana means the chickpea. The black chana, roasted wala. Suksha roti chana, chabaya. Well, it means when they don't have a mood to go out, they're writing books and they don't want to go for madhukari, then they keep those roti which they get in madhukari for a couple of days. They're drying, then they're putting in Jamuna water, and then some chickpeas, that chabana. What is it actually? Chabana means, I think I was reading sometime, that if you, as many times you really grind something, then the message goes to the brain that I am satisfied. So when chana chabao, you will have this chana, and then you more grinds more and more, then the message goes that now you are full, there's no need to eat more. So this brain is made like this. So for us, for dieting, they said, you take small piece and eat for 10 minutes, one bite, then very soon you will feel that I am satisfied, though it is not more. So this is the way they were just using this technique, and then fried chickpeas, dry bread, and chickpeas, chana. Karoya matra hate kantha chinda bahiri vasa krishna katha krishna nama nartana ulasa. Karoya matra hate, in the hand they have only water pot. Which type of water pot? The sadhus used to have water pot. Ardhan water pot. It's a ardhan karwa. It's called karwa. Which is used for drinking water as well as they use for other purposes too. It's called karwa. Which is always with sadhu. Sadhu means water pot. Lota and langota is the property of sadhu. That is the property of sadhu. They were having one thing, karwa. In other words, they need water for all the times, for purification and for drinking too. And they have, the word here is chinda, kantha. Chinda means torn. Kantha means, they say, quilt, torn quilt as a bahir vas. This is some torn piece of cloth which they were hanging around their neck. But what they were eating only dry chapati and roasted chickpeas. They are living under the trees, but what they are doing? Krishna katha, Krishna nama, nartana ulhas. They are busy in doing Krishna katha. They are chanting Krishna's name and they are dancing in jubilation. Nartana ulhas. Ulhas means, has means actually laughing. Ulhas means very happy. Very happily they dance, they chant, and then do Krishna Katha. They carry only water pots and they wear torn clothes. They always chant the holy name of Krishna and discuss his pastime in great jubilation, and they also dance. Ashtapahara Krishna Bhajana Chari Danda Chayana Nama Sankirtana Seha Nahe Pona Dina. Ashtapahara. 3 hours is called one pahar. Ashtapahar means 24 hours. So Kaviraj Goswami has written another book which is called Govinda Leela. And in that book he has Ashtapahar Leela of Radha and Krishna. Ashtapahar means every 3 years where is Krishna and what he is doing. This Leela started at 3 o'clock in the morning. In Vrindavan there are some traditional Leela performers. They do for 8 days called Ashtapahar Leela. So the first day they start 3 o'clock, from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. What is the Leela Krishna is doing? Next day from 6 to 9. Next day from 9 to 12. That's the day Gaucharan Leela. Then Ashtapahar Leela, in 8 days, they stage the Krishna's pastime with these songs from the realized Brajabasis. Prabhupada used to invite one group of these Leela Wala at one time who was doing also Chaitanya Leela. And he asked sometime, I'll take you to the west and you can have this Leela there. But there are bona fide, they are bona fide traditional Brajabasis where all the boys play all the roles of the gopis and gopas and they dress themselves. There's no outside makeup wala to do any makeup. They are so trained to do quickly, do all makeups and they do all the parts, but all the boys are there, they do. But there is a certain limit, up till they can take the part of Krishna or Radha, and after that age, I mean usually it's after 14 years, 15 years, they cannot. Then they have to change to the another Thakurji. We call Thakurji. So here, Ashtapahar. Ashtapahar means 3 into 8. Ashtapahar. Ashtapahar Krishna Bhajan. Chari Danda Sayan. One dand equal to 24 minutes. Chari dand means 4 dand. 24 into 4. 48, 48. Say, less than 2 hours. They take rest. Less than 2 hours they sleep. Nama Sankirtan. They are doing Hari Nama Sankirtan. Why they are sleeping so late? Because they are doing Nama Sankirtan. Say that much time. Nahi, not. Kona dine. Someday they don't have that much full done to sleep. They engage almost 24 hours daily in rendering service to the Lord. They usually sleep only an hour, hour and a half. And some days, when they continuously chant the Lord's holy name, they do not sleep at all. Kabhu bhakti rasa shastar kare ra likhana chaitanya katha shone kare chaitanya chintana. What else they are doing there? Sometimes they write transcendental literature about the devotional service. And sometimes they hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spend their time thinking about Lord Chaitanya. Who was doing Chaitanya Katha to these Goswamis? Raghunath Das Goswami is one Goswami who lived about 16 to 18 years in Jagannathpur, in close association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Goswami who first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami. Twice he met. When he was 9 years old, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then again he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First time he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Next time he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came from Ramkeli back to Navadip after South India's tour. And then after Nityananda's mercy, he moved all the way in 4 days, I think. In 4 days he walked from, or 12 days. 12 days he walked from Saptagram all the way to Jagannath Puri, and only took 4 meals on the way, which is only milk somewhere. So this writer has written, body was fasting, soul was feasting. Body was fasting, soul was feasting, because he was thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and meet him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami to Sarup Damodar. And then under Sarup Damodar, he lived and he closely witnessed the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he he closed his pastime, earthly pastime, and departed from this mundane region of the world in Tota Gopinath, and then he only stayed there for some more time, as long as Sahib Damodar was. But Sahib Damodar Maharaj, when he Sahib Damodar left the body, then Raghunath Das Goswami moved from there to Vrindavan. He had two things given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One was Govardhan Shila, one was Gunja Mala. And he said, Govardhan Shila is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me Brajabas to live in Vrindavan. And Gunja Mala he gave me, which means he handed over me to Srimati Radharani's service. But when he came to Vrindavan, he was feeling so much separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to jump from Govardhan to finish his life or just drown in Jamuna. But the rest of the Goswamis, they said, you are the only person who has witnessed the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. He said, Madhya Leela and Anta Leela. So please, you are asset for us. Narrate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela to us every day. We are eager to hear Gaura Leela. So Raghunath Das Goswami, every day 4 hours to 6 hours, he used to describe Chaitanya Leela, and all the Goswami used to hear Chaitanya Leela. So this is what they are saying. What they are doing, either they are writing Bhakti Shastra, which was the direct instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Either they were writing the literature. They were not having pens, go in a market and get Chinese pen of 5 rupees with a torch. Now you get 5 rupees pen with a torch from China. They were not, no pen, no paper, no notebook is available. They were getting leaves and they were writing with some self-made ink from leaves or something. And then they have ink pad and they used to read on this paper and then keep all those. They were not having fixed home and still they were keeping all these papers somewhere. There's one place near where there's a Dahi Chira festival, what's called Pani Hatti, at the bank of Ganga. There's a Pani Hatti, and near to the Pani Hatti there is Bari is called house somebody. Nityananda's house is there, but there's a part Bari. Where there's a big museum on the first floor, where the Japamala used by Rupa Goswami is there, some of their handwritten literature and some things are there. So how they were doing in those difficult, there was no light, they cannot write in night. Night, no writing. Hare Krishna. No writing in night. So they were writing either bhakti literature or they were hearing Mahaprabhu's katha. Mahaprabhu's katha from Raghunath Das Goswami or Bhagavat, Gopal Bhatt Goswami. He was singing very nicely Bhagavatam. Gopal Bhatt Goswami and but the other Goswami was very expert in singing Bhagavatam in different tunes. Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. He was singing so nicely Bhagavatam, and all Goswami was sitting at Seva Kunj, where there is Radha Damodar. There is Radha Damodar duty. Radha Damodar duty was called by Rupa Goswami himself for Jiva Goswami. So there was this here. What they were doing there? What today we have discussed is, what is the result of instruction imparted to Rupa Goswami by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is the result. So from result we can know what the great teaching they got. The result is that, just we heard the result, that they were so famous, anybody who was going to Vrindavan and coming back, the only question asked, how Rupa and Sanatana Goswami are doing there. So they were living only in Brij, but they were so much well known among the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that anybody who visited Vrindavan, the only question asked, how Rupa and Sanatana Goswami are doing. And the answer given by those people is just we read today, that they have no fixed residence, they move from tree to tree. 24 hours they are busy in devotional activities, either writing books or thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his Leela, and hardly they sleep less than 2 hours, and they only beg little bit from the Brahman's house and maintain themselves like this. Now we have reached to almost the verse from where teaching starts.
यही कथा सुनी महाप्रभु ने महा सुख है चैतन्य कृपा याहे तहां की विस्मय.
When the personal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear of the activities of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they would say, what is wonderful for a person which has been granted Lord's mercy. So they are especially empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so they can do this. Now, this verse is a purport, and Srila Prabhupada has written with this intention that some of the sahajya sadhus, they say, we don't want to see book, what to speak of writing book. We don't want to read book, we are always busy in thinking of Krishna Leela. So Srila Prabhupada writes that Rupa Goswami and Sanatana, they were writing books. And nobody is more renounced than these two. But they were writing books. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he was more interested in printing books than building temple. And he wanted his disciple to write books, and then Prabhupada said, I also want all the devotees of this kant to print more books and distribute more books, to be called Rupanoga. The last line of the purport I am reading, what Srila Prabhupada writes,
according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, distributing literature like playing on a great mridanga. Consequently, we always request members of International Society for Krishna Consciousness to publish as many books as possible and distribute them widely throughout the world. By thus following in the footstep of Srila Rupa Goswami, one can become Rupa Anoga devotee.
We are called Rupa Anoga. Generally, we are called Rupa Anoga, means followers of Rupa Goswami, in the name. We have to be Rupa Anogas. Then the easiest method which Prabhupada has given us, print and distribute books and you are Rupa Anoga. The other parts which we are not able to do, and we cannot immediately live under the tree and do that much austerity, but this one which we can do. And really speaking, early days devotees of this Khan, some or other, 18 hours they were distributing books. 18 hours. Sometimes hardly they were sleeping, little bit sleeping, getting up for Mangal Aarti. Some or other, by the potency of Srila Prabhupada, though those people were also coming from the background which is only meant for sense gratification, but they were made Goswamis by Prabhupada, and just like these Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were using more than 18 hours of their active life in distributing books, and hardly a couple hours they were sleeping. So it's a practical example. If somebody really wants to do to please, but this was pleasing to devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if this activity, simple one activity, if we concentrate from this purport of Srila Prabhupada, publish more books and distribute more books, that will make us Rupa Anoga. So that is a practical instruction for us. We cannot live under a tree. We cannot chant 64 rounds or more like this. We cannot live on Madhukari like these Goswamis. But this we can do. Publish more books and distribute more books and become easily Rupa Anoga. So after this verse, then one verse is that from 135, verse 135, the teachings start. Teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami start from that verse. So we have just finished today
32. So 33 and onward, we will discuss tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? So today, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Bhakta Rupa Swarupa Kam Bhakta Kam Bhakta Namami Bhakta Shakti Kam. Yes, it's a very. There's one full chapter in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna in five forms. There's one full chapter is like this. This is printed by BBT as a separate book. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in five forms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in five forms is a small book printed. It's a complete chapter taken out of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as it is. Give me this verse, let me see. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam. So Krishna appeared in five tattva. Five tattva. What are these? Panchatattvatam Krishna. Number one is Bhakta Rupa. Number two is Bhakta Swarupa. Number three is Bhakta Avatara. Number four is Bhaktakya. And number five is Bhakta Shakti. So, Bhakta Rupa is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Bhakta Rupa. In the form of devotee, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Bhakta Swarupa, expansion of devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first expansion is Nityananda Prabhu. Bhakta Swarupa is Nityananda Prabhu. Bhakta Avatara is Advaita Acharya, is Mahavishnu. So the avatara is a Purusha avatar. These avatars are called afterwards from expansion. Expansion is different, Swarupa. Swarupa means first expansion of Krishna is Balaram say. So that is Bhakta Swarupa. So Bhakta Rupa is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakta Swarupa is Nityananda Prabhu, Bhakta Avatara is Advaita Acharya. Then Bhaktakyam, known as a devotee, is Srivas. Is a devotee. Bhaktakya is known as devotee. So he is a Jeeva Tattva, but he is devotee. And Bhakta Shakti is Gadadhar. Is a Bhakta Shakti. Shakti means energy of the Supreme Lord. So Gadadhar Pandit, this Gadadhar is Bhakta Shakti. So in Pancha Tattva, in the middle is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Bhakta Rupa. He appeared as a Bhakta in devotional form. And anybody who is in Tattva is a Vishnu Tattva. They are on his right side. Nityananda is a Bhakta Swarup on his right side. Then Advaita Acharya is Bhakta Avatar, he is on the right side. Then the two are on the left side, they are both Shakti. Shakti is always on the left side. Energy of the energetic is always on the left side. So what is first on the left side is Bhakta Shakti, Gadadhar, which is part of the Radharani's is merged into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the service attitude of Radharani is in Gadadhar Pandit is still in the second part. And then the pure Jeeva Shakti is Srivas. There is also on the left side, extreme left. And therefore as a Jeeva we pay our obeisance to the Lord from left side. So we pay obeisance to the Vishnu Tattva from left side. We are Shakti. Once Prabhupada was invited to visit some demigod temple and devotees were following. He said, you follow me as I do. When they went to some demigod temple, then Prabhupada paid obeisance from right side. Why? He said, they are also Shakti, we are also Shakti. So we have to pay obeisance from the other side, not like a Vishnu side. So there is a difference of paying obeisance. It is said in a scripture, anybody who is paying obeisance from front, from right side, from behind, all the
pious activities are exhausted. Punya kshan hota hai. Only from left side the obeisance has to be paid to the Supreme Lord. Not from right, not from front, not from behind. Only from front. Only from left side. So these five tattvas are like that. Bhakta Rupa is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakta Swarupa is Nityananda. Bhakta Avatar is Advaita Acharya. And Gadadhar is Bhakta Shakti. And Bhaktakshya, one who is known as a devotee, is Srivas. So these five are like... The whole one chapter is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in five forms. I think it's Adililas, first chapter of Adililas. I think from Adililas, some of Mahaprabhu in five forms. Pancha Tattva Atmakam Krishna. Krishna is in five tattva. So not it's five form, but five tattva. But it's, what are these tattva? The devotional tattva, devotee tattva, Bhakti Rupa, this is tattva. Is it okay? It's five. Rupa, Swarupa, Avatar, Bhakta, Bhakta Shakti. So all the first three are Mahaprabhu and two on the right side and two on the left side are Srinivas and Gadadhar, they are Shakti. One is Jeev Shakti and one is internal potency. Practically speaking, to the Guru, it should be Dandavat. Dandavat means just like a danda in front, like this. But since most of the temple we have Prabhupada in such a way that if we do like that, the our legs will go on the other side towards the deities. So some other we are doing it traditionally from left side, but practically speaking to the Guru, it is like Dandavat means like, if we see sometimes, I don't know, some pictures, principally it is from front, at his feet directly. Principally it's like, say, traditionally it is like that. No, it's from left side. That's what Prabhupada has. This one Prabhupada meditation book, Devi Shakti Mataji, in one of these meditations says we have to, why we pay on from left side? Because we are Shakti. There's a one quote is there by Prabhupada. And Prabhupada's memories books, there's a one particular devotee's memory that Prabhupada paid from right side to the demigod. And then he said, why to do like this? But traditionally, devotional Vaishnavas, they pay obeisance to the spiritual master state. Like danda means in front, not from sides. Generally. That is the tradition, but ISKCON we have to like I was hearing Manadi Maharaj saying, generally anybody who enter used to come from Bengal or Odisha as a Mahaprabhu's followers before entering into Vrindavan, they used to go to Mathura, Bhuteshwar Mahadev. First they used to get permission from the Bhuteshwar Mahadev as a Kshetrapal. Kshetrapal means protector of the whole area. So first they used to get permission from there and then they used to enter Vrindavan Dham. Then he said, now we devotees of this khan, nobody ever heard there is a Bhuteshwar Mahadev temple in Mathura and nobody ever visited it. And then he explains, like when the devotees were coming from Bengal to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, they were not going to Jagannath temple first, they were going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave permission, then they used to go and see Jagannath temple. So actually, Jagannath temple has to be seen first, but they used to go. So like this is some spontaneous thing, like this kind of devotees would directly go to Vrindavan instead of going to Bhuteshwar Mahadev, when all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever they walked all the way, they take bath in Jamuna, they go to Bhuteshwar, then they take, you know, blessing from Kshetrapal to be fixedly in a service mood in Vrindavan. That is a tradition. So there are some tradition which as ISKCON devotees we are following, which maybe little, you know, but it's a transcendental movement, so it's okay. Yeah, it's a transcendent, we are transcendent. But we don't have any motive. In no sense we are doing something, there's no problem. But tradition is like this. Vaishnava tradition is like this. Shri Rupa Goswami Pada Ki, Sri Gaura Nitaya Ki, Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Dai Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna.